also from a small town, very poor. And they started, when they come in there, that's what I was told. They dug up their dugouts, and they lived in there for about a year.
Wow, they were, till they were building?
Till things started to build.
Yeah.
And then when it
did
started...
Did they have any farm animals, cows, horses,
they bought
chickens?
They bought with them, small sheep, I think, yeah.
Sheep?
Yeah, those sheep. I heard they used to say they had to take the sheep in the house
in the winter.
In the winter, the wolves shouldn't use up.
Because this was unsettled land.
Yeah, there was wolves around.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, there must have been forest land then.
Oh, it is some forest. Some.
Yeah.
The land was good, but
it never worked. Yeah, yeah. Now, what did they do in the little towns that they came from?
That I don't know. They were all poor people when they came there, very poor. And now, when in a year's time, it started to develop, and each one had a cow, maybe, and they had to have horses to work through.
Sure, to plow the ground,
And seeds, naturally, they had to seed corn.
Well, they didn't grow corn, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Like we have corn here, same kind of corn?
No.
Wheat.
Wheat and corn.
Yeah.
Corn.
Barley.
No.
Yeah. Millet.
You know, there's dark bread.
Yeah.
Where do you get it from?
That's rye.
That's rye.
Or buckwheat.
No, buckwheat is different.
Yeah, rye.
Rye was a big thing down there.
Yeah. Come over here, Aunt Sophie, you can hear too.
They grow rye for bread.
Yeah.
And wheat was already,
Yeah.
Fancy, it's white
bread. White bread, yeah. Come over here. Yeah. What kind of vegetables did you grow in the vegetable garden?
Vegetables, potatoes, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
And beets.
Yeah, for borscht.
You had everything.
All right, well, you tell a little bit, too. What else did they have in the garden?
They have in the garden, they had cucumbers, they had radishes, and green onions.
Yeah.
And we had beans.
And pumpkins was a big thing. We needed
for
everything.
Okay. Did you grow things like squash?
No, we
didn't. No squash, no eggplant?
No eggplant.
Pumpkins. You used to feed it to the cows.
Sure, and store it,
yeah.
A lot of sunflowers.
Well, what did you use the sunflowers for?
To divide up the lines.
Oh, they were like a fence.
Yeah. Divide up the lines,
yeah.
And they used to use it too.
They used to
cut it off and dry them out and eat it.
The seeds, you roasted them,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then we used to have,
how do you call that?
The
sunflowers.
Sunflowers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like
I have some here at the side of the house. Yeah. Sunflowers. So there were 22 families. They were all Jewish families.
All Jewish.
Yeah, and
so
you had a shul.
Yeah, we had two shuls.
Yeah, two shuls. Actually, you got to have two shuls.
We made another shul.
And your father was a gabba from one shul.
Yeah, he was a gabba. He was a, what you call a star? They mean a star.
Like a deacon.
Like a shell.
Yeah, he was what they call a deacon. In other words, he went around to see that your Torben is shy enough to...
used to go out in the morning.
Yeah.
To bake the gas up to give the cows...
Yeah, for pasture. Yeah,
yeah,
before you had pasture. Did you have to clear the land? They have to clear the land.
Nobody worked on that for my days.
They had, in other words, they had to cut down the trees and clear the land. Yeah.
No, there wasn't too many trees, but there were.
Yeah. You had to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to dig, before the sun comes up. It was hard work.
Sure.
And then in the fall, you had to dig it out, the potatoes and everything.
Sure, and you stored them in a root cellar, huh?
In a dugout.
Yeah, under the ground, yeah. And were there any lakes or any creeks or anything? Like, Hai's grandfather was a fisherman. there. There was a, it was from Tatis. They had a lake or something. He used to be a fisherman.
He didn't have anything like that. He had a small lake down there. It didn't amount to very much.
Yeah, and they used to, did they used to cut ice from it in winter?
They didn't eat no ice.
Oh, here, winter was cold enough. Yeah, I mean for summer.
For the summer?
Yeah.
Very little.
Yeah.
Once in a while they make a lot, what they call a nice, nice place.
Yeah.
Dug out.
Yeah, and they cover it over with things for insulation.
You suppose the water has to get the cows to eat?
Yeah, yeah, from the well, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, in the wintertime was bad.
Yeah. So how many rooms did you have in your house?
In the house?
Yeah.
We had two bedrooms.
Yeah.
Dining room too?
Yeah. Did you build your own, did they build their own furniture or they got them from the city?
They built it near the garden.
Yeah. The kitchen was near the garden.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody had their room. And this is the house and there's all the books.
Yeah, right behind the house. So where was the wheat land? Was it a community thing that they all divided up, the acreage?
The family divided it.
Yeah.
It was all divided up. Everybody had so much ground for the garden.
Yeah, yeah.
So much field.
So it was really like a commune.
Yeah, but about a mile away or 2 miles away.
Yeah.
You had the regular...
Yeah, the field where you had to cultivate your grain. Yeah.
And then everybody had a cow, and someone had two cows.
Yeah, and chickens.
Chickens and
geese. Yeah.
Ducks. Yeah, few ducks too, but not as many.
Yeah.
We used to keep our chickens, and after they get ready to stay down on the eggs.
Yeah.
We used to keep them for 3 weeks. They should warm up the eggs.
Yeah, sure. So the eggs would hatch.
Yes. Same thing with geese.
Yeah.
Everything was kept inside in the house.
I see. So it shouldn't get chilled.
Whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And in the wintertime, when the cows had
a calf,
I remember we used to go at night to the lender, watch them where they already had it.
Yeah, take.
If you take them in the house.
Oh, so it shouldn't get frozen, yeah.
The barn was cold.
Right.
We used to bring it into the house.
Yeah.
And then keep this in the house, too.
For about
a month or more.
Yeah, till it was old enough. Yeah, yeah. Because winters were very cold.
Yes.
Yeah. And what did you do about a school?
School of Yeda Cheda.
Yeah.
And I remember it like today when somebody come in a big shot from the city to find out there was no Cheda there.
Well, you mean from the Tsar?
No Cheda. Not allowed to teach.
Yeah, I know they weren't allowed to teach. It was in somebody's home that you had the class, the school, or in the shul, or where?
Yeah, in the house.
In somebody's house,
Somebody's house.
Yeah, and you hired, and the families got together and hired a teacher.
A teacher from out of town.
From each patient that goes to school, they feel they've given you so much.
Yeah. Oh, in other words, the teacher got room and board. That was his pay.
He used to go from the house, 1 week he had with you.
With every family, in other words.
Yeah.
He got
yeah.
meals with every different
yeah.
family.
Yeah, exactly.
That's then he didn't get any money.
He got money too.
But he didn't have any living expense because he went with each family.
Yeah.
Where did he live? Where did he sleep?
Yeah, he had a room.
He had a room. But he would take turns eating with every different family. Yeah. And how old were the kids when they went to school?
We started around 4 years old.
Uh-huh. What, did boys and girls together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The girls didn't go much.
Girls didn't go, just a little bit.
Just the boys.
Mostly, yeah.
We used to have a boy. Instead of a bus, we used to have a helper. We used to carry them.
The little children, through the snow, yeah.
Because the snow and the mud and all that, we used to carry them and bring them home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so how many shofets did you have?
One shofet.
Just one shofet. That was Uncle Joe's father.
Yeah.
His grandfather. Yeah, what about storekeepers? Oh, he was a Moyle, too.
He was a Moyle, too.
Naturally.
Yeah, two stores.
Yeah.
Two
for one, you'd have to have a kosher butcher.
A butcher.
Two butchers, too.
Oh, you had two butchers.
Two butchers.
One for each shul.
two shoes.
Used to have meat once a week.
Yeah, uh-huh. On Shabbos. Yeah.
And three groceries, that's all.
Two grocery stores, uh-huh. And what, how did the grocery stores work? They used to buy produce from the people?
That we don't know. This wasn't...
No, they brought things in from the city.
They used to go in the Vegas city.
Yeah, they take the wagon and they bring back things. Yeah. Okay. So tell me some more. I want to hear.
Well, it's already after when we grew up in there, it was already developed.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't start from that. No. Yeah. Well, how many kids were in the cheder usually?
About 12.
And what did they teach you?
Started from ABC and in Hebrew.
In Hebrew.
In the Chumash.
Yeah, they was mostly the Jewish students.
All Jewish.
Russian. But you, the Russian you learned because you were living in the village and there were Russians there. Yeah. So, and then in the home you spoke Jewish?
Jewish. A lot of them couldn't even talk Russian.
Yeah, because they lived in their little community.
All the people didn't know how to talk Russian.
Yeah, because
they understand a little bit.
Yeah, because they'd always lived in the ghetto and the other cities, and they never had much contact with the outside world. Yeah. So the same thing here. So then, after a boy had his bar mitzvah, what happened?
Left town.
Get a job. Yeah.
Who was that?
Look for a job somewhere.
Yeah.
There was no jobs in the colony.
Yeah.
So you had to go out.
In other towns. Yeah.
Different towns.
Yeah.
I went away the first year.
It's getting dark. It's not getting
away. I went in about 40 miles from my colony. I got myself a job in a grocery store. A clothes.
Yeah. In Vasilkov.
And I got the first year I worked for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Just for room and board. But that made it easier for your family. They had one person left. Yeah, to support. And who was left home? Were your brothers still living then?
Oh, yeah. You were three brothers and two sisters.
Three sisters, yeah.
Who was the oldest one.
You were the eldest. And the two boys that died, they died when they were teenagers?
They died when they were pogrom,
I thought they died of TB, one of them.
No.
They were killed in the pogrom? Both of them?
Killed the staff.
Malnutrition. They didn't have food, exposure, didn't have places. I thought they had TB, one of them.
Yeah, one was hiding himself in the Gentile place. In the wintertime, he was laying in the room.
Yeah.
And he laid it down there and in the barn.
Yeah, and he got killed. And did they have a doctor in the town?
No.
They only had a midwife that delivered the baby.
They had to go to foster
for the doctor.
My grandmother was
the
midwife.
You're the one that for whom I'm named. Your physician.
She had cataracts in both eyes.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't see anything. And she was the one that was the midwife.
She gave directions. She gave the directions to the other people.
And you got sick,
they
had to go to
class. Ma said she used to knit.
Oh, yeah.
She used to sit and knit, and when she dropped a stitch, she could feel it with her fingers, and she'd call the grandchildren to come pick up the stitch.
Oh, my.
They have a dressmaker in the town, or you had to go to the towns around?
No, they didn't have much. You couldn't add little. They made your own stuff. You didn't go.
Yeah.
You didn't buy anything.
Yeah. You bought the cloth, and you had to sew it yourself. Gave you something to do all winter long, huh?
In the wintertime, we used to flick.
Feathers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the geese.
Yeah.
We had geese and we used to have geese. And we had the feathers and we had the food.
The parana.
The matron could.
Yeah.
We had feathers and parana.
Yeah.
Well, winter long we used to.
You did these things, yeah. Kept busy that way.
Yeah.
All winter long. And what used to happen on the holidays? Everybody got together.
Oh, no. Everybody had their own house.
Yeah.
Fixed up for the holidays. We used to go to shul,
daven,
come back to shul and have their regular meals.
Yeah. But you didn't have a get-together like for Purim or for anything like that?
Not necessarily. We used to get together a little bit, but not
You told me that they used to come to your house to make some kind of candy or something?
Ooh.
taffy or something? Your father was the goblin?
He's the goblin. The goblin gives him a meal, like a cake, honey cake.
Oh, a honey cake. Uh-huh.
Yeah. For the goblin furnishes honey cake.
Yeah, that's...
But it's not too good for
star. I see, uh-huh.
The other day, you know,
right. Mm-hmm. And you had, who used to serve as the chazan in the shul?
The shofet was the chazan.
Oh, the shofet was the chazan, yes. Too. He was a man of many... Yeah, he had to be the chazan on the...
We had two.
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and on the Shani Shabbos. And he also was...